Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night, going right around the country for Ausmade. It's Maddie Garwood and our contemporary pop R&B princess, Samara. She's returned for 2020 with a brand new single, following up Pull Up, This Is Me and You. We're going to find out from her right now what it is all about. Samara, love chatting to you. Thanks for spending a bit more time here on Ausmade again.
Hey, Maddie. Thanks so much for having me.
First off, though, we've got to check in how you're feeling today, because you're one of the unfortunates that actually was struck down with COVID.
I was struck down with COVID, but I'm doing well. Outside of the lockdown in Melbourne, which I'm sure every Victorian's been struggling with, I've been doing not too bad with my health. I can't complain.
How have you found your recovery for those of us who may not have been affected or had someone that we know?
I've had a lot of follow-up tests done on my lungs. And I have suffered from some brain fog and memory loss, which is pretty scary, like especially that there are still some people going around saying that it's not a real thing. So it's definitely real. My doctors have been kind of just monitoring me, doing some bloods, doing some follow-ups and making sure that we're all good. But I lost all my sense of smell and taste for 2 weeks. And that's obviously a sign that the virus has gone to the brain. A lot of neurosurgeons are actually finding that COVID, the effect that it has on some people on the brain is significant to that of having a stroke.
Yeah.
So that's terrifying.
Particularly when you're such an active, not only artist, but person in the entertainment industry itself as well, Samara.
Exactly right. Like, it can target anyone. And I think that's what's pretty scary about this virus. You know, you can be young and healthy and it strikes you down and, you know, then you're left with lots of problems ongoing.
And we're finding you in Melbourne at the moment. I've heard that it is a bit like I'm Legend. We just need Will Smith walking around with his dog. Thank you for laughing at that, even though I'd already said it to you in our chat beforehand. How are you finding what's going on in Melbourne being an artist?
It's definitely been a struggle, but I have to say, being locked down and stuck indoors, it's enabled me to do a lot more songwriting, which is something I've actually neglected.
Sure.
I've finished this next song, which is actually about my mum who passed away, and it's incredible. So I finished it with a producer in the States. He's done all the music for me, and I've just finished the songwriting. So hopefully, if our premiere allows us out this weekend as planned, that I can get back in a studio in the next week.
Oh, and get it all down, because you've actually worked with multi-platinum award-winning songwriters previously. So how good is it to have that little bit of nostalgia of going, you know what, I kind of did a lot of this one too.
Amazing. Yeah, it's incredible. And I'm so blessed. Like, it's all about networking and word of mouth in the music industry. And if you have a professional encounter with someone who, you know, has won some Grammys, it's a good experience. And they're happy to recommend you to other people as well. It's a crazy place to be. It's very surreal when you're actually over there and you're in the studio with them, because you're like, wow.
You think, who else has sat in this same spot that I'm sitting right now?
Exactly right.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, someone else one day is going to say, I bet that Samara girl sat in this seat right now.
That is the plan. That is the plan.
Yeah, so we're doing it with Me and You right now. Tell us a little bit about this one and how it came about.
Me and You is obviously a little bit different from Pull Up, because I wanted to release it just in time for spring, something with a little bit of bounce that was good feeling, summer vibes, driving in the car. It's a little bit about romance, travel. It seems to be doing really well. A lot of people have been really receptive of it, which is great. And it's a cool enough vibe, you know.
Yeah.
I try and, you know, target a US kind of sound that's still poppy enough to be able to push in Australia. So I'm really happy with the song. I think it's cool. And some of the lyrics are like my favorite out of all the tracks that I've done.
And so when you say that it's kind of spring based with a bit of bounce in it and stuff, what other sorts of formulas do you think about when you're producing your music for someone who also might want to be producing as well one day?
Funnily enough, I work backwards. So I'll start writing before I even hear my music. If I get an idea or I go through something or I witness something, I actually start writing it down in my notes section on my phone. A lot of the time, contact my producers and say, hey, this is the vibe I'm thinking. Can you whip me up something for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm quite backwards. Every artist is different. My notes section of my phone is filled to the brim. With Me and You, I was just writing about an experience and I was traveling, and that's how that came about.
So it sounds a little bit more productive than my cauliflower, broccoli, chicken list that I've got in my notes of my phone then too.
Don't worry, I've got some of those in there too.
Well, you're making some really deep steps as we go forward with your music career, Samara. We are loving being a part of it, and we're loving playing your brand new one with Me and You. We're going to do it right now. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time here with me.
And thank you for always supporting me, Maddie. Hi guys, this is Samara with my new single, Me and You.